Yeah, so yeah, I think you're talking about, are we competing with the creators in the community or the community organizers by creating our own Linden-operated world as opposed to just being a pure platform company and just leave all of that to the creators? I think it's a good thing for us to be involved in for several reasons. One, we really need to not just build a platform, but also use the platform. So having teams here under Patch who build content and social communities and experiences teaches us a lot about how we can improve the product, not just for ourselves, but for everybody else, to be able to build better experiences, better content over time. It also set some examples for what's possible when you do a significant investment that Patch and his team has done to create this kind of experiences. And the positive feedback we've gotten from this has been absolutely incredible. So maybe that helps lift the bar a little bit for what does it take to create an amazing community experience. So maybe we help push it a little bit further in what the expectations are, what is possible. We also have to think a lot about how easy we can make it for an inexperienced users to get involved in Second Life. And Second Life is not an easy product for someone straight off the street to understand and how to make it work for you. You have to put some effort into Second Life becoming valuable. It's not one of those, you know, you hop in and you click a button and poof, it all just happens. You have to invest your own time to understand how to make it work for you and be valuable to you. It's important also for us to lower that bar of how much you have to understand to get engaged with the product and become a retained user over time. Then maybe you find that, okay, I could easily slip into, you know, Patch's Linden home. But then maybe after you've been here for 6 months, 9 months, 2 years, whatever you go, but look at that steampunk place. That is actually something that I find fascinating. I'll move over there. But I think we have to take sort of a responsibility in sort of the whole onboarding and ease of use of new users. And we have to do that at massive scale. It doesn't help us if we make that something convenient for 12 people per day. We need to get this to be in the thousands and ultimately millions to grow and scale the whole world of Second Life. To do that at massive scale, where the incredible work that Brett and Darcy and the Grumpity and team are doing to bring new users to Second Life, to help them understand Second Life, to get them to retain for a longer period of time and to be engaged with the product, we have to solve that problem, because that funnel is a critical thing for us to continuously optimize. So we would not get the same retention numbers and engagement numbers if we just sent people to all the creator-made stuff. We have to take responsibility for that funnel. And but at the end of the day, we will be in aggregate making a minuscule portion of all the content in this world, because there's so many more of you than there are of us. Hopefully people don't perceive it as competitive, but instead perceive it as us doing the best job possible to bring as many new users into the world as possible. And then every other creator will ultimately benefit from that, because they can now sell more shirts and they can create more communities that are be more interesting to our users, because we can't create this flavor and that flavor, like it's just impossible for us. And so to get all that variety of experiences and styles and cultures and languages, and we can't do it all. We will do sort of a basic but hopefully high performing, high converting, high retention core, and then the rest of the world will benefit from that, rather than seeing it as something that is somehow a negative. That's how I look at it.